Bro, how would you feel if, like, your Instagram got deleted?
Number one, I'll be, fuck, man, I got to start over again. But number two, it might be a little bit liberating, bro, because I'll be honest.
Yeah.
The shit that you guys see on Instagram, man, is distracting y'all from what you're supposed to do. Our jobs is to entertain you, but it's like, you could be starting a business. This is the thing, yo. People need to know that, like, it's easier to watch greatness. It's easier to watch LeBron. It's easier to watch Kobe than actually do it yourself.
How was the experience on the circle, quick?
That shit was boring.
To give context,
yes,
we were at a Halloween party that was with a lot of adult stars.
Put it this way. Yesterday, that was the place to be. If you wasn't there, then...
Anybody you could imagine was there.
Someone showed up as Diddy, and that shit was funny.
Oh, my God. Wait, dude with the Diddy mask?
Yeah.
That is what got limited reach.
Yeah, but what was he holding? Guys, listen to this. What was Diddy holding? Man had a black sword and some baby lotion with a straw in it, which was kind of weird in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if he was sipping on baby.
I don't know. I've done a movie.
You did a movie?
Yeah, I did
a movie.
I did a movie. It's called The Undeserving.
There's a sex scene?
Oh, fuck yeah. I'm in that. Yeah, me and her.
You did a sex scene?
Absolutely.
Bro, we're diving in.
You're listening to Joey Joy Radio.
We got on? Calvin on right now. King Calvin.
Yo, we're on.
We're on, man. We've been on.
We're live and
put
direct.
Put that shit on.
We're live and direct, y'all. It's funny you hear the accent. I was born in London, man.
Yeah.
Born in London, raised in New Jersey.
When'd you move? How old?
1 year old. Moved over there to New Jersey.
So your parents, like...
My parents are Jamaican, Cubans, yeah.
Wait, do they have, like, British...
My mom, call my mom and my dad right now. They have English accents.
Do they? Yeah. And they're Jamaican?
Jamaican.
Cuban,
you said? Yeah, mix.
What, like, they're both...
It's my grandfather. He's Cuban.
Shut up.
Yeah, bro. We're Caribbean, man. But we're settled by the English.
I have I live in Miami, you know that.
Yeah, I know.
I got close with a lot of Cuban dudes. Bro. Cuban people are good people, actually.
Yeah, man. We're good people, man. And I miss Miami, fam. I love it over there, bro. It's home.
Pull up.
All my fam is down there. My parents are in Jamaica. But yeah, I'm rambling. Shit. Anyways, moved to New Jersey. It was like 8 of us in one house, my grandparents. Me, my sister, my mom, my dad didn't have the money yet. She would just send money over, my aunt and her kids. So, yeah, man, we're just all in the house just trying to get by.
80 of you?
Trying to get by.
In Jersey?
Trying to get by in Jersey, man.
And then you went to high school in Jersey?
Went to high school in Jersey. Played soccer, so I played for national team, played for America, funny enough, under 15s, under 17s.
You did?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
I didn't know you were a soccer legend.
Yeah, bro.
Keep going. I'm unraveling. Keep going.
So, guys, I used to play. And when I was 16, I moved. Well, I didn't move back yet, but I had a trial at this team called Sheffield United. They were in the Premiership at the time. And it's funny because some of the players now are still playing, yo, and they're playing at, like, big teams. Anyways.
Yeah. Like people you played with.
Yes.
That were, like, 15 and under teams and
there
shit.
There you go.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. And then, bro, like, when I was 17 – and this guy knows who I'm talking about. I don't want to say his name, but he'll watch this podcast and laugh. He gave me I was 17. He gave me the worst pass ever, and I tore my ACL, and I was out for a year, bro.
When you were how old?
17.
I tore my ACL too, but
oh, did you?
I was older, yeah.
Bro, ACL, meniscus, bro, that shit hurt.
I did both. I didn't completely do the meniscus, but ACL was grade 3.
I did it all, bro. Hobbled.
The surgery was worse than the thing, I think, like the actual injury. Bro. You think that or no? Did yours hurt?
Well, you know what? Actually, probably adrenaline. It didn't hurt.
Yeah.
And then,
I knew something was up.
Yes, after the surgery.
And I was like, and I couldn't straighten my leg.
It's the rehab, fam.
I couldn't straighten it.
And then, was rehabbing. Obviously, man, 17, you got the world of your hands and all that other bullshit. And then, 17, 18, got really, really depressed and worked my ass off.
Not playing anymore? Soccer.
Well, check. So, worked my ass off. When I was 19, I was able to go back over to this team, Crystal Palace, and I signed there for like the youth scholar. So I moved back to the UK when I was 19, on my own, you know.
By yourself.
Yeah, man. And I haven't looked back since. Yeah.
Wait. So you were living in the UK until you moved here?
Until I moved here, bro.
No one knows that.
So when I did the circle, funny enough, y'all, I was down the street from where they filmed the circle, and. I shouldn't even be here.
In the UK?
Yeah. Filming in Manchester. I was already living there. Because when I retired, I got more into PT and private chefing and shit. But, like, check, bro. Like, yeah, God, I'm not even supposed to be sat here, yo. God is good. Because I just remember before the pandemic and all that, I just said, God, I said, yo, give me a platform and I'll praise your name, right? And then, Literally, bro, like, I got DM'd to do a circle. I got DM'd to do your show. I was what season were you on? Three?
Two.
I was supposed to do season two.
Yeah, that would have been crazy.
And, bro, it was Parties in Paradise. So yeah, I was like, no, I'm not doing this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I didn't know what it was, bro. I didn't give a fuck. I saw, they told me pretty much Netflix. Yeah. I'm like, let me do it.
My boys
were looking into it like, yo, this is the same production company as Too Hot to Handle. I was like, bro, they wouldn't lie to me. Like, bro, I got there fucking lying.
No way, bro. I didn't have no intel, bro. I didn't do my research. I was just like, what the fuck is Parties in Paradise?
Yeah, yeah. I didn't do mine either. I had friends that fucking Googled it. See? It didn't take much research, honestly.
See, I mean, there you go. I was slacking.
And then what? So they reached out to you?
They reached out to me for that. They reached out to me for the circle. And then I just said, fuck it, I'll do the circle because I know what it is. I saw season one. So shout out to the circle.
Yeah, I didn't know how'd you know what? Oh, because you knew what the show was.
I watched season one. So season one was out. And then what they did was they filmed season two and three. You get what I mean?
Was Chloe on season one?
She was on season two.
So she was on your.
No, I was on season three.
Oh.
But we filmed that same time.
What about Joey Sasso?
Sasso was season one.
Oh.
Shout out to my boy. Yeah, man.
He's a good dude.
Joey's that guy.
He's a good dude. He's
everybody funny, with bro. The name Joey is that guy, by the way.
Yeah,
y'all.
True. Yo, funny story about him, bro. I never actually met Joey Sasso, but we met, like, I mean, in person we haven't met, but like we've talked like online shit. We know a bunch of the same people.
Yeah.
The way we met was, I can't remember the brand. Maybe it was some type of cologne or I don't know, some whatever it was. They sent me his PR package.
I am dead.
And they sent him mine. And so I posted on my story like, damn, bro. And it was definitely just some like PR list that was like Joey Netflix, Joey Netflix. And they just fucked up.
He said, here you go, have it.
And just did that. So that was funny.
That is funny.
So now anytime any interaction.
Joey's him, man. Get him over here. He lives here.
I want to, bro.
I'll hook that up.
Yeah,
y'all gotta meet.
Hook me up.
Yeah, because y'all got that East Coast. Come on, we all got that East Coast connection, man. So he's a
good dude. A New Yorker, bro. He's straight. You can tell. You can tell from his hair to his talk to us. He's New York.
Exactly.
I love that. My roommate's New York. I love New Yorkers.
Man. That's how we do it, man.
I love New Yorkers.
Yeah, man.
And then so.
What's up?
But how was the experience on the circle, quick?
Yo, the experience on the circle, right. So a lot of people still hit me up to this day. Yo, how was the circle? That shit was boring. I'm going to tell y'all why it was boring. You're sat in a room. Okay. Now, this is during the pandemic. It may be better now. You're sat in a room. You're listening to someone like the voice, like someone like you have a producer, but you can't see them because this is like pandemic time. So I'm guessing you guys had the same shit.
Yeah, we were in quarantine.
Exactly. So you're not speaking to anyone. So yeah, man, times it just gets boring. So I had a journal and I would just write stuff down and just try and stay active, go to the gym if I could. But that shit was boring. No time, no phones.
Or just work out in your room or would they?
Yeah, I would work out in my room as well. But I'd be up early even before like the producers get there and I'm trying to get to the gym because I have to do something, bro.
We were busy.
I bet you guys were.
I didn't have time to, like, when I was in quarantine, like that was like not filmed. It was with one, like a chaperone.
Chaperone, yeah, I remember that.
And I worked out because I had nothing. I was like bored, like no phone, no nothing. So they gave me some dumbbells and like jump rope and a treadmill, like I don't know, some bullshit, like bands.
Yeah.
So I was really working out. Yeah. But when we started filming, that was like three and a half weeks, bro.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone was really working out. Like maybe a little fake pump, on the beat, like doing pull-ups, like on the beat. No one was making gains while we were there, bro.
Yeah, I bet your show was wild, bro. I would love to have done your show. I would have loved it. I just feel like
too hard to handle. Yeah, that's crazy. You had like...
Yeah.
So like I had no interaction when I was quarantined with humans, but you had no interaction with humans while you were filming.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, but that was the quarantine. You didn't have to go early to quarantine?
I didn't have to go... Well, yes, I did have to quarantine. Funny enough, y'all, because I was living in Manchester anyway, they moved me into an apartment that was like 5 minutes away. And I was like, why don't you stay in my apartment in quarantine? They said, no, you can't.
Yeah.
5 minutes away, and then from there, I went onto the circle.
You had a chaperone with you in the apartment?
No.
Alone?
I was alone, but...
You had your phone and shit?
Yeah. No, I didn't have my phone. They gave me like a phone that had limited contacts and shit. Yeah, fam.
So I didn't have. I wish they gave me like a phone. They didn't. I had to like call my parents through my chaperone's phone.
No
way.
I was
just sitting there on speaker. Like,
no way.
I wasn't allowed to talk to anybody about shit.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, because your show was gonna be the biggest show on Netflix.
Yeah, I mean, we got lucky because the first season of Too Hot to Handle just.
That bang and the pandemic. Bang. The pandemic and Too Hot to Handle. It was a perfect setup, bro.
Bro, the first season, bro, they had no clue how well that was gonna do, bro.
Yeah,
I watched that shit when I was quarantining with my boy. Like, watched it thinking like, wow, like I could do that. Like yeah. I'd never done a TV show ever. Then the yeah. second season was the they hit me.
Oh yeah, no, they crazy. And this is the thing with all shows, with Perfect Match, with all these other shows coming out or whatever, mm-hmm. they always get better and better, or they could work on it. Like your season for me, the second season too, at the end was the best season.
Yeah, yeah.
They ironed out all the bullshit.
It was ironed out. I try to think like the best no, people was. And the best story yes, and yeah, the best. Yeah, yeah, like, yeah, yeah, yeah. I think our 100%, season two. Bro. Yeah. But I will say the two biggest stars that have ever probably mm-hmm. come out of Netflix reality is Harry and Francesca.
Yeah, yeah, like, season one. Yeah,
they
yeah.
are like the A-list when it comes oh, yeah, 100%. To us motherfuckers.
They're the mom and
and
dad.
And they know it. Like, whatever. I don't care. Like, yeah, yeah. Man, I'll toot their horn and get their flowers. Like,
yeah, nah, I give them their flowers.
It's just facts. I'll be real.
Look, they seen an opportunity. Like, Harry seen an opportunity, took it. Francesca seen an opportunity, took it.
Yep.
You know? And, yo, good
they
on them.
It. And they played the game so well after the yeah. show. Like, they just did it. They killed it, bro. They did exactly. I remember thinking, like, okay, I need to try to do as much as what Harry did. You know, like when I knew my show was coming out, yeah. I was like trying to look at what he was doing, like yeah. pocket, getting in with people. I was like, he yeah. did it right, bro. Like, and it's not as easy as it, you know what I mean?
Harry's him, bro. He's him.
And it's also a lot of timing too. Like, yeah. and being the first to really do it helps.
Yeah.
But
oh,
we knew our season was going to bang because theirs did, theirs no matter did. What.
Yeah.
And then it's been kind of.
Oh, listen.
Since, yeah.
Let me pull this mic a little bit closer.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to say this. Season one, season two, banged.
Yeah.
Y'all left with like a good following. Season three, people were already leaving. Pandemic, like people were like yep. seeing the world again and yeah, shit, yep, interacting. Yep. So slowly but surely, it was going down and down and down. Me, honestly, I don't care. I'm blessed with whatever following I get. I don't care.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I think a lot of people mess up with that because they look at other seasons. They look yep. at you guys and yep. they're like, oh, yo, like the grass I should be getting 300K. It's like, bro, time doesn't work like that.
Because you know what other people are doing?
What?
Do you know who Harry's thinking about? Damn, people have. Mm. 6 mil, like mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like, yeah. it never stops. So yeah. like, you can't think like that at
it's
all.
It's a chasing game, man.
Bro, like where I'm in, like I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Like,
yeah. jeez,
if someone like came from LA and went to Pittsburgh and had like 30K on Instagram, yeah. everyone that's there would be like, deal. "Yo, that's yeah. a fucking lot."
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
We
yeah,
get
yeah.
so fucked up being yeah. out here thinking that's not a big deal. 100%. That's like. If you really did that and you didn't buy yeah. 30K followers yeah. and you amassed 30,000 yeah. people to really click yeah. follow because they like that is impressive.
100%, y'all. And yeah, LA life is weird because like I said, we're from the East Coast. It's currency, man.
Yeah.
High key is currency. Like,
bro, how would you feel if like your Instagram got deleted?
Bro, that
like what would you like what would be your first step? I was talking about this earlier with somebody, like how it sounds like so like pussy to say, but like yeah. if your Instagram got deleted, like what, like that's your business, right?
Yeah,
like that's
yeah, your it's brand. Your business, man. So, I'll be.
Start
two
over.
Things at first. Yeah, number one, I'll be fuck, man. I got to start over again. But number two, maybe it might be a little bit liberating, bro. Because I'll be honest,
yeah.
the shit that you guys see on Instagram, man, is distracting y'all from what you're supposed to do, and so. Like, yeah, like, our jobs is to entertain you. And, oh, yo, what's Joey doing nowadays? Okay, what's this podcast? Like, okay, that's our job to entertain you. But it's like, you could be starting a business. You yeah. could have been doing X, Y, and Z. But because you're watching other people who are making their bag, like
and
they say.
It's not as even good as it looks ever, really.
Yes, and this is the thing, yo. People need to know that, like, it's easier to watch greatness. Easier to watch
yep.
LeBron. It's easier mm-hmm. to watch Kobe than actually do it yourself.
Do it, yep. Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Same, like, you get scrutinized and shit. You ever have any, like, public scrutiny? Like, you ever get any shit for doing anything?
Publicly, nah, like because I'm very not mysterious.
No relationship shit where everyone was like, fuck Calvin, or, like, did anyone, like...
Oh, yeah, I mean... Oh, public... well, like, DMs and shit, like...
Yeah, that's when what this, I mean.
Yeah, oh, yeah, sorry, I'm not even, like Variety or something. Nothing like that, but, funny enough, Variety, people think that me and Brooke Berry, you know Brooke Berry, they think we're dating.
I was
going
to bring
fuck?
That up today. You know, I went to the Snapchat headquarters yesterday,
yeah.
and she was like, yo, everyone thinks me and Calvin are dating.
Yeah.
And I was like... What? Bro. But then, no lie, bro.
Yeah.
At the party, because I was like, yo, I met you guys together, and yeah. I want to say, like, I don't know, I don't want to blow up your or her spot,
yeah,
but yeah. what I think it was at Markel's birthday party I might have
yeah,
met
yeah,
you guys.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You guys, like, were there as like homies, and you guys, like, she might have been spitting game with someone. Like, I saw you guys like not like that. So I knew you guys were homies. So like, I never thought of you like that. But then after she said that to me, and I went to the party, and I saw you guys like walking around together and shit, I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, I can see.
I'm gonna tell y'all one thing, yo. Get you a Brooke Barry. A Brooke Barry is someone who could talk to women for you, right? And then, listen, when you're ready to talk to whomever, she'd be like, listen, this is literally what Brooke does for baby. I'm like, Brooke, yo, that girl looks cute. She's like, all right, 1 second. Blah, blah, boom. Talks her, brings, pretty much brings her over, starts some sort of convo. Bro, Brooke is a good is a good wingman.
No, she's very impressive person.
Trust like, me, bro. She's... Shouts to Brooke, bro.
I spent time with her. I knew I was going to see her at the party. Yo. Yeah. I commented on her picture, like, I don't know, like, top something night, whatever. She was like, the moment we shared last night, like, viewing the things over the hill, I was like, oh, shit. She's like, we were, because it was us three, like, looking over there.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, I want you to repeat what you said earlier, though. Like, so, like, we, to give context,
yes,
we were at a Halloween party that was with a lot of adult stars and very adult things, exclusive things, like whatever.
Yeah.
And there was some sexual activity going on publicly on stage.
Indeed.
And we were watching it for at least like 30 minutes. Like what? It was a movie theater.
It was,
like,
guys, it was a movie. It was, I didn't know that we were, you know, being a part of this, but yeah, we were watching it.
We were lucky to be there. We had karaoke going. By the way, Ryan's costume.
Oh yeah,
unreal.
Oh, let's talk
Willy Wonka, and he hired 4 little people.
Yeah,
to follow him around as Oompa Loompas all night.
Yeah, that was funny. I even got a photo with them. So Ryan, you should have got a photo, man. You fucked it. As soon as I seen them, I was like, guys, I need a photo of you guys.
Damn.
So guys, like you said, there was a great party last night. It was Ryan's party. Same gentleman does Pillow Talk. Amber Rose was there. A few others. Like it was big.
I told you that was
Amber Rose was there.
I told you that was Amber Rose. You were like, no, it's not.
And
remember?
I'm like, damn, man, I should have been like, girl, I need a photo with you, man. Anyways, so that's like a little bit, and it was crazy. He always has like some sort of crazy theme. So this time it was Willy Wonka, and yeah, he had the Oompa Loompas, and it was comedy. It was gold, and yeah, man, it was good energy, man. And like I said, it'd be people that you guys see on TikTok. It was, put it this way, yesterday that was the place to be. If you wasn't there, then.
Yeah, anybody you could imagine was there.
Oh, yeah.
Anyone that I've met on social media.
Yeah.
And we got a live show.
And, yeah, guys, we got a live show. I wasn't prepared, but, you know, yeah, the glasses had to come off. It was good.
Look, what I want you to get into is say, like, what we saw is probably nothing compared to what was...
Yeah, so guys, what we saw was very PG, honestly.
It wasn't, but in the grand scheme of things.
In the grand scheme of things, yes, he's right. So what we saw from what a normal people say, like, oh shit. But then again, his brand is, you know, that type of adult theme. So guys, that was PG.
All consensual. Like,
Everyone
signed up for it.
Everyone signed up for it.
They were paid actors, I think. Like,
Paid
performers.
Paid actors, yeah. So, yeah, no one was in, against their own world, nothing like that. You got to say that nowadays. Also, let's say someone showed up as Diddy and that shit was funny.
Oh, my God. Wait, I need to tell this to Brooke, honestly.
What's up?
So, I'm obviously storing the whole thing on my Snap.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you know how you get, what's it called? Like, it can't show to people that don't follow you. What's it say that?
Wait, what?
Like, you put on your story and then it says, like... It's like shadow from people that.
Oh, yeah, it's like
what's
close
the
friends.
Word?
Yeah, it's like your close friends. Your
Snap. But what's the word for it? Like, like it's can't be, Snapchat can't show it to people that don't
follow
limited
you?
Reach.
Oh, limited reach. Oh,
so
yeah,
it gets limited reach. So.
Oh, you probably got tons of that.
So bro. Listen, bro.
Guys, there was tons of limited reach last night, guys.
Bro.
For the record.
I got limited reach and I'm thinking, okay, it's definitely when I was like filming the sex party. Yeah. Bro, it was from when I filmed the Diddy. Like,
no way.
The Diddy, dude with the Diddy mask?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is what got limited reach.
Yeah, but what was he holding? Guys, listen to this.
Alcohol.
Guys, listen to this. What was Diddy holding? What was he holding,
sir? Oh, my God. A dildo and baby oil.
There you go.
Oh, that's why.
There you go. It had nothing to do with the Diddy. Man had a black sword on one. Yeah, I was there. Had some white guy dressed up, had a mask with a black sword. I'm just going to say a black sword and some baby lotion with a straw in it, which was kind of weird in my opinion.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was sipping out of
on
that.
Baby.
I don't know. It was. Yeah. But still, just the overall, the washing up, like, you have to wash it.
Yeah,
just
I couldn't be Diddy.
Yeah, nah. Bro, our brand, absolutely. Nah. I was like, this is funny for him because he could do that.
Yeah.
You do that, we do that, we're cooked.
Can't be Diddy.
Cooked.
Yeah. It was already, I was calling it a freak off all night.
Oh,
I was like, this is the freak off.
Yeah, it was a
freak off. I'm saying Diddy parties were 10 times worse and more fucked up shit was going on.
Absolutely.
And I couldn't even believe what I was seeing last night.
What'd you see? What's up?
People doing, there was an orgy.
Oh, yeah.
And karaoke.
Yeah.
Ryan was singing karaoke in the middle of an orgy on a stage in front of 1,000 people that were there.
It's a standard Saturday night, guys.
LA
party. LA party, y'all. It's standard, man. It's not what we're used to, but it's standard West Coast shit.
That's never, I will never forget this.
Oh, no.
That Halloween party, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. And absolutely, Ryan, and when you have another party, let us know. We'll be there.
Yeah, hell yeah.
We'll be there early. We'll be there punctually.
I'll go pick my bands up, too.
Oh, yeah,
a couple
facts.
Days in advance.
Yeah, you got to pick up the bands, bro. You got to pick the bands up early, fam. Got to.
Hold up. Wait a minute. We got to stop the show to shout out Mad Labs right now. The best disposables in the game. Available in flavors like watermelon ice, kiwi, fruit, sour apple, sour Skittles, dragon fruit, and so many more. But they're not just disposables. They got pre-rolls like these, carts, concentrate, and just flour for your everyday needs. They are at Mad Labs on social media, MADLABS, and mad-labs.net to purchase for yourself. Let's get back to the show. You did Perfect Match, too.
Yes.
What'd you like better? Perfect Match was probably more like Too Hot to Handle. Right?
Let's talk about Perfect Match.
Yeah.
So,
bro, I've gone pretty deep in both seasons. What's it called? Like casting process. I've gone
pretty deep in both of them,
and then like pretty late both times they've been like,
that's crazy.
Maybe next time.
That's crazy.
Which I get how the game goes, but I've just been like,
I could see you on Perfect Match. So, Perfect Match, obviously, you guys, it's like the people that you've seen from all these shows into a dating show, right? Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to be...
The way I describe it is like an all-star season
of
reality shows. It's like of Netflix reality shows.
Yeah,
it's an all-star season.
It is. It's people dating.
I remember. I watched your season. I saw you pop in.
Yeah.
Oh, like, I know this.
I popped it. So, first off, let me clear some up, right? Let me clear some up, right? Y'all like, yo, Calvin, why is your black ass on the beach with a suit on, right?
Yeah. I remember that you pulled up with a suit.
I pulled up in the
freshest suit.
They said, Cal, we're going to get you into a restaurant, sir. Dress nicely for the restaurant date. I'm like, all right, cool. How does this look? They approve. I pull up. I'm like, well, where's the restaurant?
Shut up.
I know. But it's great TV. I don't care.
Do you think they did it on purpose? Do you think
they... Oh, absolutely.
Oh, are you serious?
I thought it was funny. I think so.
Wait, you think that you don't think they had like a last minute... Nah, because they would have... No, you're right. They don't do anything not on purpose. They don't do anything not on purpose.
Honestly, I think it was funny. I thought it was hilarious.
No, that is pretty funny. That is pretty funny.
I think it's genius. So that one...
And at least you weren't like... It might be worse being like underdressed. Like if everyone was dressed up and you put up in like some shorts or whatever.
Exactly.
Like you're in a
guys,
suit.
Guys, you gotta be memorable. Perfect Match is also a show you gotta be memorable, number one. Number two, like obviously with Perfect Match, there's a lot of factors that people are now realizing that it's hard to get back in because there's strategy involved.
Yep.
So I was supposed to come back in, but some things happened behind the scenes that I can't say. But would I do Perfect Match again? Absolutely. You know, if I went in first. But yeah, some things happened behind
Why
the scenes.
Why you wanna come in late?
Because, bro, it's impossible to get into anything. It's impossible to get into the house. Because, like I said, when we first went, it was new. It was brand... Oh, shit. It was brand new. Mm-hmm. So people didn't know what to do. But now, look, season two, season three, people are plotting.
Yep.
Yo, I'm going to keep you in the whole time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? As much as I love my boy Joey, as much as I love Carousel, y'all was chilling. The whole house. The whole time, y'all was chilling.
Oh, they were the... the mom and dad of the house. Yeah, they were married. They were married.
They were there the whole time. Wait,
didn't he propose at the end?
He did propose. He got on one knee and proposed. I know, that's wild.
I mean, like, good, great TV. Great TV.
Well, some people in the cast was like, is that TV or is that real? But y'all, that was actually real. Like,
yeah.
Carousel was actually, and I still talk to her to this day, both of them.
She was pretty fun. She's a personality.
She's cool as hell. She's from Jersey, too.
I never met. She's from Jersey.
You love her. She's from Jersey, man. So
she's a good time?
Oh, she's a great time. She's a great time, man. And perfect match, yes, y'all. It's hard, but let's be honest, man. It's a lot of people with a lot of personalities and one thing. So it's unless you're in the beginning, like I said, I really praise Dom. He did really well the first one because no one knew who he was season one because his show didn't come out yet.
Yeah.
And he had the advantage of coming in.
Yeah.
In the beginning, and he killed it.
Yeah, dude, every girl wanted. I was like,
he did.
I was
well.
Jealous. I'm like, damn, Francesca and Jordan?
Yeah, he did well. and one other thing, y'all. Like, this is the thing with me. It was harder for me to come in because my type wasn't even in there, bro. Georgia's beautiful. Francesca's beautiful. On the outside, they're not. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
not. I wouldn't say no. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't say no. Like, y'all are beautiful as hell, but. Like, my type was more, and I even said this before. I said, when I first came in, my type was Diamond.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk to Diamond the whole time. Yeah, yeah. But it never happened, you know? And even when I was on the circle, I was talking to Kay. That was just more my type.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, man, so we'll see with season three what they got going on.
Were you, like, skeptical in the circle that you were getting catfished ever? Or did you not know that was
bro,
a thing?
I was like, I didn't know what the hell was going on. I'm not going
to
lie.
You like sketched out the whole thing. You're like not knowing who to trust.
Bro, I didn't know who to trust. Like, guys, I'll be honest. Like, the circle is a mind fuck. So what you guys see is real. Like, I didn't know what the hell was going on the whole time. I was confused. It was 100% me.
People think, like, obviously it's entertainment at the end of the day. So everything's maybe exaggerated. But people think it's faker than it is, I think.
Mm.
Like, it's pretty, pretty real. Like, as real as a setup show can be is like you do what you do. They don't tell you what to say.
They don't tell you
what
to
say. They can edit it really how they want, but they're not. Like, I was never really fucked up that bad with editing. Were you? Mm. Like, did they make it look like something happened that didn't?
Honestly, what you see is what you get.
Right.
And if you
if you're an asshole,
edit,
most
it's on
of the
you.
Time, you're going to be an
it's
asshole.
It's on you. Yeah. So
they're going to make you.
Yes.
Like, put it this way. If you were a good dude the whole time,
They're
not going to make you look like an asshole.
Exactly. Exactly. And guys, this is the thing with TV. Like if you're Joey and you have a great personality and you're good with the staff, cause I could already tell, like, what people don't understand, the staff, man, make sure you're good to them.
Bro,
make sure you're good to them.
Dicks to them.
Hey, I
people
heard about
were
your season.
Dicks,
how did
bro.
I hear about your season? I was on the circle and I heard, some of you
really like the staff.
Yeah,
was
we're rude. We're rude to them.
Bro,
I'm
saying they told you though, like the product, like, shut up. Bro, yeah, I was there
talk.
Like, oh, dude, by the way, dude, last night, what's you up? Know Chase, like, we're like not cool at all.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Bro, we talk shit like nonstop.
Okay.
Last night, like, almost happened. Like, we were like this for like.
Really?
Yeah, for like fucking, I don't know, like 10 minutes. And
no way.
You know Markel?
Yeah.
He like
with
broke
the white
it
chicks.
Up. Bro, he broke it up in his costume. Bro.
No
I couldn't even
way.
Keep a straight
yeah,
face. It wasn't like getting it, but it was like we were definitely like, and
no
he's
way.
Fucking, but
I did not know.
He came late. Yeah, I was in the kid. It was crazy.
Yeah,
anyway,
I seen him.
He was a dick to them, bro. Like,
yeah.
Not listen. They'd be like, please, you can't go in that room. Cut it. You fucking ignore him. Walking. Mm. I was like, I also came on late.
Yeah.
So I felt like I was walking on eggshell. I was like this, like,
yeah,
whatever you mean. Like, whatever,
yo,
you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
They're like, like, go do the interview room. Like, and I'm,
yeah, of course.
They would tell people, like, we go to interview room number two.
Yeah.
They'd be like,
that's crazy.
I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah. Like, this is your shot.
We're on it. Dude, when I pulled up to the show and I saw the fucking Hollywood movie set that we were on, I was like, this is
we're here, bro.
I can't even imagine their budget after the first season was so big.
Trust me. Millions on
dude, America. Our food and shit was because I did another show. I did in Max. It was on HBO Max. It was in the Hamptons, and I will tell you the quality of like
different.
Production. It's not the same.
Different, bro. Netflix got the guap.
I had a good time and it was fun, and I actually made more money, like surface level money. I didn't get more followers.
Yeah.
I got paid better, but
because you built a brand.
Yeah,
you
but
built
I
the brand,
but I didn't like the stint. Like it was kind of like. fend for yourself, like get food. Like we could drive, we had our phones and shit. So it was like you go like get food and shit. They didn't like bring you food. Whereas Too Hot to Handle, and I'm assuming the Circle, they brought you your food right to the room. Like
no, we had to cook our own food. We had to order
the whole time.
Yeah, or like you get like takeout one time when it's a down day, but you have to like order your food. They leave it at the door, bro.
So that was my Jeez. Quarantine. Like when I was quarantining, we had to cook our own food and shit. Man, and you could order, and they take away. That's take what I learned. Away, like we say takeout, but take away. And I was like, what the fuck's take away? But yeah, we did that. But when we were in the villa, bro, it was like,
top shelf.
Bro, they had this like, little, you know what a dumb waiter is? Dumb waiter? It's like it's like a little elevator. How do you say it?
Yeah, yeah.
Dumb waiter?
Dumb waiter.
Is that all it is? Dumb waiter? Oh. I didn't waiter. Dumb waiter. You know what I'm talking about? Like a little elevator.
This is why we do reality TV. If anyone can clarify this, please let us know.
You know what I'm talking about though? It's like a little mini elevator. Yeah, yeah. They put food in, then it comes up. Yeah, bro, it would literally be like that, and we'd all fucking. That's wild, bro. Breakfast was like omelets, waffles, pancakes, fruit, sausage, any type of eggs, like all this shit. And then lunch was, you know, whatever. And then dinner was three times a day. That's that was bullshit. The only time we weren't filmed.
Right. I'm hating. I'm gonna tell y'all why I'm hating, because. The Circle, we had to make our own shit. Me, I was fine. But this is the thing. You guys were sexy motherfuckers on Too Hot to Handle. So that's why you ate the best.
Bro, you think that's what it is?
In their room. Well, think about it. Because Perfect Match was the same. Bro, our food was quality, bro. Because your shirts are off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so
Circle, bro. True. You can wear Homer Simpson.
Well, they wanted us to be like... And they make you look good too. They didn't really. I guess that is, they helped us out. They like out, they bro. Gave it good angles, good lighting. 100%. They would hook us up, like, because they want it.
Photos. And
they want us to be like the. They want us to look like unreal, like you know, to the 100%. Whole audience. They want us to look like we're not.
100%.
But now just fucking regular idiots. But I remember. Was there like? Oh, you didn't really. Oh, Perfect Match. You did.
Yeah,
you were around other.
Yeah.
Cast members.
Yeah.
Was there like favoritism? Who was like the biggest people on your... Francesca was there?
Francesca...
Could do whatever she wanted.
Francesca ran that.
Francesca
ran that, yo. Yep. Our season, she ran it. And like I said...
See, that's different though, because those are people that already have a status.
Yes.
It's weird, like my season of Too Hot to Handle, nobody has a status yet. And like I came late and I already saw like...
The dynamic.
Cam, I don't know if you remember Cam Emily literally just had a baby, which is... Yeah. Like that's the only couple to really stay together from any Too Hot to Handle... Like
to them, man.
But Cam, they were like kind of kissing his ass. Like I could, but Cam was cool though. Cam's not, but I could tell they were like
they knew he was gonna blow.
I knew he was okay, he's the rock star, he's about to be the biggest. Yeah. And then you could tell the way they were like what was Bridge? Like what was
So with Perfect Match,
Chloe wasn't on your
Chloe Perfect wasn't Match. In yeah, she was. Oh, yeah, she was in, but she wasn't in yet. But
she's awesome, by the way.
Yeah, oh yeah, we love Chloe. Shouts to Chloe. Mm-hmm. So Francesca ran it when I was in there, Francesca ran it the whole time. Like she was the it girl. She was, yo. And shouts to her. She's very, very intelligent. Like, very intelligent. And I have nothing.
She's like a mastermind with that shit.
Oh, yes. She doesn't have to say that much, guys. I'll tell you.
That's scary.
The thing is with Francesca, y'all, like, and I said that in Perfect Match, this girl doesn't have to say anything to run the room. And it's something that I haven't, it's very rare that I've seen people do this. She'll just come into a room. She doesn't have to say much. And she'll just plant seeds, and it just works for her. It works. I don't know how she does it.
Yeah, she just like...
She's very, very intelligent. And then...
I mean, she kind of did that in Too Hot to Handle, too. Yeah, she was kind of doing whatever she wanted. And then like... Yeah. Oh, hey.
Well, and Dom. Like, when I was there, like... Yeah, her and Dom, like, had the ups.
Yeah.
You know? And I remember...
Wait, who'd she end up being with after Dom?
After Dom?
There was another dude.
Oh, she was with Damon.
Dame! Oh, my God.
She was with Damon, yo. Shouts to Damon, yo. My guy, Damon.
Damian Powers.
Damian Powers. Mr. Powers.
Wait. Oh, my God.
Yeah, bro. She was with
I know him.
She's with
But Damon. That was... I have some inside scoop on that, I think. They were... I mean, he might have actually liked her, but...
Oh.
They were friends.
Oh, yeah.
Like, because I met him before, like way before that.
Yeah.
And he was, like, talking, like... Him and Francesca were cool already.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Before that.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and I she was like playing the game. She was like,
guys, let's call a spade a spade. Mm-hmm. Like, from what I've seen, because mind you, I didn't know Damien, I didn't know Francesca at the time. Mm-hmm. It just looked more that Damien liked her more than she liked him.
Obviously,
everyone. I don't know.
No, we saw that. We saw that.
You feel me?
That was obvious.
I don't know. But yeah, man. Reality TV. It is what it is.
You do another one, right? I'll do another one. We got to hop on the same one, a perfect match.
Yeah. We'll hop on perfect match together then. Fuck it. And we'll run it this time. We'll run it this year. I know what to do now, so we'll run it.
You been in the Netflix office?
Yeah, I've been there. Yo, Netflix office is lit. Have you been?
I just went for the first time a couple days ago.
Shouts to Rich. Shouts to Ariel.
Ariel is who I was with. Ariel's She's the best dope. Tiffany, yes. She's dope. I'm glad I got to get in there and meet some people.
You should, bro.
Yeah, that's the first time I ever did that.
Good.
And that's the same reason why I went to the Snapchat headquarters, too.
Yeah, man, get plugged in there.
You gotta,
while you're here, do it. Yeah, the Netflix building is nice, man. Yeah. It's an experience.
How much have relationships helped you, like, in this, like, being a...
Like, doing Netflix and stuff?
Just, like, in this world, yeah. Or Netflix, okay. So, getting casted for Perfect Match. Tell me that process, actually.
So, getting...
Different from mine.
Like, yeah, so
somebody
for me...
Did you know someone personally that was working on it?
No, they just reached out to me. They just reached out to me, I guess similar to you. They saying, we have a new project. Would you be interested? And I said, yeah, I mean, I'll try it. And then kind of went through the application process again. So it was standard, probably like yours. I don't know. Yeah. What was your season 2, season 3?
Both.
Oh, shit. There you go. So it was kind of like, so it was exactly the same. Yeah. They just reached out. And then,
bro, Francesca texted me before season 1.
I bet.
And was like,
I'm doing this. Are you doing
it? No, she was like, did they ask you about a show? Like, was being like real sketchy.
Yeah.
Wonder if I still have the shit. Yeah. She's like, did they hit you up?
It's like, girl, and I was like,
what are you talking about? Like, she's like, okay, maybe. Like, I don't know. They like hit me up about something. Like, maybe. And I was like, what the fuck? But then I didn't hear from them. But season 2 and 3, both.
Yeah, I can see you being on that 100%.
I would love, dude, I'd love it. 100%. And not like, okay, also, like, we can be real. It helps your career to go on another Netflix show, plain 100%. And simple. Like, if you're trying to say, like, I only want to go on it to find my, like, nothing. Like, I don't want any of the followers. Like, you're lying, and that's worse than just saying for what it is. But I actually do believe that when you're in a position like us, there's not very many places you could maybe find a, like, your real perfect match. Like, you know what I mean? Because
you're right.
There's only a certain amount of people
who understand
what we do and how it works.
Yes.
Like, even you could make it work and it happens all the time. Like, say you went back to Jersey and you found a woman who's a teacher. Like, I don't know. Like, say you, that could happen.
Yeah.
It'd probably be more compatible with someone that gets what your business is and you guys could do it together and like build. You know what I mean? Like,
I feel like it's a double-edged sword. So I agree with you. Like, you guys could kill it out. Let's say you're with someone from, I don't know, The Circle, and then you guys teamed up and you started doing content and you did Perfect Match 3 or 4 and then boom, you killed it, right? And then you guys following blew up and then you got all these brand deals. Great. Yeah. But let's say now you go to events and you're rubbing shoulders with Amber Rose and she's not getting offended because she knows, listen, you know, it's not shit. Like, we meet people all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, whatever. Like, bro, that party yesterday, if I was dating someone and she went to, I'm like, whatever. I know what it is.
Exactly.
It's whatever.
Exactly.
You know? But the average person won't understand.
No.
You get what I'm saying? But the bad thing about dating someone in this industry is that, bro, they'll air you the hell out, bro.
Yeah.
That whole Seb thing, bro. Like, yo, they'll air you out. Yep. I don't know. That's my boy. Shout out to Seb. Yo, like.
Wait, what happened with that?
What's Seb?
Seb and his girl Kayla, they broke up.
Did you not know this?
No, give me it. Give me the tea.
I don't know the full tea. I just know there was some sort of argument with someone from Perfect Match 2. Michaela? Michaela? Oh shit. She was from Love Is Blind, the blonde girl. Long story short, I don't know. Something happened.
Her and Seb were.
No, I don't know if they were fucking. I don't know.
Or something. They were talking TikTok, or something. They were that, but like. What was Kayla, right?
Kayla and Seb
went public with it and was like,
yeah, something like that. So I don't know. You have to do your research.
Oh, y'all know?
I just know that I don't think they're together because of some sort of situation. But like I said, it's one of those things where, bro, I'm private, fam. Like, bro, you go on my IG, you wouldn't really know.
Yeah.
I put out what I want you to see.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, some people, they'll have the bigger followings because they put give you everything. And it's like, cool, give you everything. But me, Like we're sat here now.
Yeah.
Boom, I can tell you, right? Like, I'm doing more commercial acting. I'm doing more. Like,
That's
the shit I'm doing, you know? For me, I like to keep my shit more top niche. You know what I'm saying?
Clean.
Yeah, try to.
No, not dirty. It's hard to stay clean out here in LA.
Oh, bro.
Especially when you're running around getting filmed all the time and shit.
Well,
like you said, everything's pretty public.
You know, everything's
public. It's a give and take, though. Like, that's what happens. We sign up for, you know? Mm. Like, that's what. I'm cool with that. And you know what else I like, too? and I think about it because, I mean, I do OnlyFans. I don't know if you do OnlyFans or not.
I don't.
I do OnlyFans, yeah. And it like been weird. My parents know, yeah. I do it. Like, I don't do anything crazy on, yeah, there. Like, whatever. I do OnlyFans.
He's lying, y'all. He does the crazy shit. Make sure you guys follow his OnlyFans.
I do some crazy.
Joey the Don.
True, I like that. See, Calvin's my dog. Calvin's my dog. Yeah, go check that out. Link will be in the description. But it actually was calming to me because I got to a point where I kind of realized that everybody has skeletons in their closet. Like, everybody has something that you don't want to know. Yes. So the more my shit that is kind of already there, it's calming instead of being like... Like, if I was doing OnlyFans under a fake name, yeah, like Sketch, you see what happened to Sketch?
Wait, what?
You know Sketch?
Yeah.
You never saw his gay porn shit?
No.
Bro, fully gay, like doing shit that he didn't have to do, like getting pounded, like, yikes, big black dudes. Like, you can, yikes, see it on X, bro. You saw it, right? Yeah. Sketch. I'm like, what's up, brother? Him. Pounded, bro.
No way.
He's making racks on OnlyFans, though. But see what I mean? Yeah. Like, he wasn't public about that. So he got exposed, yeah, and probably was worried about getting exposed for fucking years or whatever. Yeah. Like, and I like that I'm kind of just like,
all here right, it is.
Like, all right, like, okay, whatever your opinion is on it,
it's out.
It's there. Yeah. So it's over with. Yeah. Like, you
smart,
know what I mean?
Smart. Yeah.
So like, I kind of but in every aspect, like social media, like, I don't, like, I'm filmed all the time. I'm doing, you see me smoking weed. I'm not hiding smoking weed. Yeah. People know I smoke weed. Like, okay, like, I'm not, people will like vape, you know what I mean? And not, oh, wait, let me, if we take a picture, let me hide my vape. Let me make sure, like, pretend you're not vaping. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're
going
to expose for vaping. Like, like, you might as well be real. So the more real and the more, like, then
more,
it's like,
will gravitate,
it's almost like you sleep better at night because it's like, okay, like, what, me, that's me. So, like, like, you think about, like, your parents or whatever. They know what I do, like, your future girl.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, you that's me. I that's... Does that make sense or not?
Bro, it makes perfect sense. And, nah, you're right. Because, again, and being from where you're from, like, I know for a fact, like, it's more like, yo, this is me. This is who I am. You either stand with me or get the hell on.
Yeah. I think that's, like, relaxing. Because the more you pretend to, like, try to be...
Exactly.
Something, it's a fucking hole.
I mean, we got a lot of that in our Netflix universe, man. And
of course.
You know, me personally, like, I stick to the people that I gravitate to. Yeah, obviously there's a few people, kind of like you said, you and Chase. I'm not going to name the person, but yeah, there's someone that I'm not, you know, messing with. And, you know, end of the day, like, he doesn't, I mean, he knows, like, that I box. So he knows he doesn't, like, we're not going to go there. We're not going to go there. We know that he can't fight. Like, it's fine. But it's like, end of the day, I'm not going to bow-mouth anyone. But,
No.
Like... there should be some sort of respect level, you know?
Yeah.
Because end of the day, I'll let everybody do their thing. But if it's time to get down with the get down, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. You know. So you think, like...
What's up?
Yeah.
You want to talk? No, that's... Do you think what? Nah, say it, man. Say it with your chest, my boy. Say it with your chest, my boy.
Nah, just... I see a lot of, like, L.A. happens... Like we were talking about it, like, people I know, I'm constantly asking, like, are you still cool with them? Yeah. Are they still cool with you? Because I feel like out here, everyone's always, like, either over a girl or some shit. Like, people, it's kind of like a small thing, and everyone's kind of...
Bro, listen, man. This is the thing,
it's like,
man.
High school.
It's very... Right, guys, the whole Netflix thing is very high school as far as Harry and Francesca. Bro, they're like the top dogs, right? We know this,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
and then
it
trickles down, which is all cool, whatever. But this is how I categorize the shows. Now, check this out. Perfect Match and Too Hot to Handle are the people. They're like the cool kids. They are the jocks. They are the people cool. that everyone wants to be.
I want to hear this. This it's is true. Kind of lit.
The Circle are, not me. The Circle are people who are kind of introverted.
Yeah.
And are like, not like the emo kids, but they're kind of introverted, you know? And there's a little bit more gossiping. Because with The Circle, that the cast, they're a lot more gossipy than with people from...
Do you think so?
100%. Bro, that's why I don't really do the gossip. That's why I'm more chill with people from Too Hot to Handle.
Yeah.
And two people from Perfect Match, because I'm not really with all the gossip. And I don't care. But that's kind of The Circle. A lot of people, you know, not everyone...
well, that's kind of the game in
the
Circle,
game,
right?
But they're still playing the game.
To like get, they're still doing it in real life.
Exactly. So I think that's like the, and then you have like And then you have, like, obviously you have, like, the Mole and all those other shows, but I'm trying to categorize it as, like, Two Out the Handle, Perfect Match. Those are, like, wow, those are, like, damn, those are the jocks. Those are, like, prom king, prom queen kind of shit, you know?
Yeah. No, I, it's crazy, though, how quick the attention span is of people, of the audience. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's so on to the next, so quick. Like, you have to be what is next.
Yeah.
Always. Like, what is next for me? What is next for me? All right, speaking of that, what's next for you, man?
What's next for me?
What's in the short, in the long future, in the short, in the near future?
In the short, I'm collabing with this company that's really going to put a staple in reality TV and help people with, you know, their reality TV journey.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited to work with them. I'm going to be, you know, one of their ambassadors. Well,
like managing people after they come off reality TV? Like guiding.
Can't say too much, but there's aspects something, of that. There's aspects of, you know, helping them, really develop into being the next Joey.
Yeah.
You know?
And also, you got to also put in to perspective, like, how lucky we were. I was talking to Carly. Like, me and Carly are cool now. And I was talking to her.
Okay.
And she's like, Joe, you realize, like, how, like, just, like, thinking back on it, and it's, like, literally one in a million we got picked to go do that shit. And it's, like, why us? Yeah, like, why? Yeah. Like, what? Like, it's like, so wild.
Bro, the thing is, what people don't understand is that doing TV, for example, like, I'm a numbers guy. Like, doing TV, Netflix, especially your show, less than 1%. The simple fact that you got even casted to do Perfect Match 2 and 3, less than 1%. And then you got onto another show at HBO. Bro, you did it, bro. Less than 1. You've done 2 shows.
Doesn't it feel like we're, like, not even close? Like, I feel like I just, you feel like
you
didn't starting. Do that.
Yeah,
like,
you
I
feel like just... But
that's isn't that crazy? Like, if you would have told me in high school, like, Joey, you were on a number one Netflix show in, like, 6 or 5 years, like, you're gonna be on a number one Netflix show, and you're gonna do all this shit. You're gonna, like, you're gonna have 2 reality shows, and you're gonna, I would probably be like, oh my god, I made it, and you could probably end it. You could probably end it there, and I'm good. Like, and now I'm sitting here, like, present in it, like, not enough.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, because
we're humans,
enough.
But we always want more, and it's good, and that's why I'm here, because I'm with people who always want more, who always want to develop. So, like, yeah, man, keep, like, let's do more TV, and if it's, and that's why, like I said, I'm pivoting more into the acting, more commercial acting, because I could control that. I did a movie. It's called The Undeserving. It's on, it'll probably be on Amazon Prime the end of December.
How'd you get into that?
Bro, God, bro. A producer was like, I loved you on The Circle. Have you ever thought of acting? Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm just having fun. I done a commercial. Pause. For this Meat Lovers brand.
Pause. No Diddy.
Just trying new things, just having fun, bro. And like I said, you should too, bro.
Yeah. No, I'd like to do that. I feel, you can tell me if you agree with me or not. People look down, maybe they kind of write you off as, like, you can't act, you did reality TV. You know what I mean? It's almost like when athletes try to make music or something.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, stick to basketball. Why are you trying to rap?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you did reality TV. Like, you're not an actor. Do you know what I mean?
I'm going to say...
even if it's good, you're good at it. They're kind of just like, all right. Like, even if a singer switches genres, like, goes from... Like, MGK goes from rap to rock, and then people are, like, automatically, like, whatever. Yeah,
No, you're right. People do... You know, they say you can't do it, but that's people on their own projections. End of the day, like... I never thought, like, bro, put it this way.
Being,
like,
on camera is being on camera. Like,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We're kind of improvising the whole time.
Guys, we're improvising. This is, and that's what you do when you're acting. You improv. Yeah. Like, you have those one-liners. So, end of the day, it's just a different form. And it's a better art. I love it. It's a better art. Yeah, being myself is fun, but pretending to be someone else even is cool, man.
Yeah.
So,
what was your role like?
I was the love interest of the main character. So, she played...
That's a good spot to be.
Yeah, it was perfect, bro. She was a main character. She was this assassin. She accidentally killed someone wrong. She wrongly killed the wrong person. So the main guy who hired her is trying to kill her. We have a thing. There's sex scene. So if you guys want to see, I mean, I don't have OnlyFans.
There's a sex scene?
Oh, fuck yeah, I'm in that. Yeah, me and her.
You did a sex scene?
Absolutely.
Bro, we're diving in. How does a sex scene work in fucking, how does it, in a movie sex scene work? Are you wearing clothes?
No. I am wearing clothes, but like it's cut off. So you're obviously I have no out? Shirt. Oh yeah, we're making out and shit. Yeah.
No, absolutely. I'm saying your dick out.
Oh no, my dick's not out.
They give you the idea,
but yeah, so but there I could say because
boobies the, out? Titties huh? out?
Oh fuck me. I wish her fucking titties
oh,
were
they
out.
Weren't?
They give you
some
the,
movies do that.
No, no, when that's the yeah. thing. So guys, I did not know this. So the director who did this movie, the movie before that he did is called Bars. That's also coming out soon. They're fucking the whole time. Like, they're actually fucking. Yeah, bro. It's kind of like the shit we seen yesterday. Right. Kinda cut. Like right. Do that again. I just need you at this angle. Right. That type so, of shit.
That's porn.
It's absolutely
that is pornography.
Porn. It's porn, bro.
Because you ever see the show Power?
Come on, bro.
You love Power? I figured you saw yeah. Power. Bro, they like fucking that
yeah,
show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's I swear they are, bro.
It's like almost too much. Like, I'm yeah. like, all right. Like, oh, it's yeah. like a 10-minute long, like, slow, like. Fucking scene like ghosting what's Angela
oh listen for the record and she and I'm praying that she hears this Angela Valdez listen I would pay to see you
yeah
with doing anything on wait, OnlyFans
do you want to know what's crazy they show her boobs on that show
oh absolutely
so I they like the big actors I feel like they usually don't
yeah
in that show everyone's fair game
you know what I think they just took a chance on Power and it popped and they knew that this was going to blow up so it's like listen and this is what I noticed like you either commit or we'll find someone who mm-hmm. does it so get your titties out if not yeah. we'll find someone who does it and then the show pops it's like it's what to handle yeah. take your shot
yep
because
yep.
you don't know if you're going to get another shot
yeah you think like I think it's kind of weird that girl nipples like aren't cool but guy,
yeah.
guy nipples
yeah
cool.
well, yeah
like we make it weird
guys free the nip man
aren't we the one who make it weird
oh absolutely
like humans in general I'm not yeah. I mean dudes I guess but
dudes make it weird yes
people
bro.
In general make it weird like
yeah they make it weird man it's only a titty man
like how are we like my nipple and your nipple like that's
it's
so
just a little
weird.
Bigger just so,
right
I feel
like
it.
I like dick and vagina out like a whole different yeah, story yeah, but like different. Girls should be able to go to the beach.
Well, in Europe, like, well, you can get your titties out.
It's because we grow up thinking, like, oh, shit, don't look. Yeah, like, yeah, you know what I mean? When you're looking, yeah. If we just made it all cool, we probably wouldn't be weird.
Bro,
about
in Europe, it's
it.
Fine, bro. Yeah. You go to beaches. Wait, the girls yeah, got their titties out all the time. Bro, especially, bro, I go to Portugal every year, and I'm thinking about, like, living there, like, going back and forth because I got 2 passports. Mm-hmm. And, bro, I'm telling you now, like, the Portuguese women are beautiful. Bro, you go to any beach.
But you have 2 passports?
Yeah, UK and I have USA.
That's it.
So I go back and forth, yeah.
Is one... have more access
the UK would have more access I mean they left the European Union now so I used to be able to go to like I could live in Portugal
yeah
I could live in anywhere in Europe but now because they're out of the EU
I don't know what how recently
probably 2 years ago they left the EU
oh, so recent
so yeah how yeah so now it, I kind of like if I went to Portugal I would have to come back and like I would have to go back to London and go back like you know like 3 months you
yeah,
know
yeah.
like the travels
damn I never like. I remember like meeting a bunch of Canadians out
yeah.
here.
Oh, word!
And like they were like Ryan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Had a lot of problems. Carly had a lot
really?
Of problems. Like
I didn't know Carly's Canadian.
Dude, they weren't allowed to stay here for like longer than 6 months.
Yeah.
So I was like, yo, that, and they were stressing about it. Like, I remember Ryan got like deported, wasn't allowed back in to LA for like a year or some shit.
No way.
And I remember being like, Carly asked me because she thought she was like, come, will you come to Toronto with me so when I come back over the border maybe they'll be chiller
you're
because you're,
yeah.
yeah I'm like with you we're going back and then we're because I'm like with you and you're American yeah. and I don't know if it helped or not they didn't like make it a problem really
oh,
but
okay.
we did like we I remember went with her we went back but I was thinking like damn like dude we can go to Canada and fucking camp out
yeah.
for years no one
yeah
fuck.
Yeah no
like,
one cares no one cares
no one's allowed to stay
yeah,
here for
bro.
Like longer than
bro they don't play that shit no. they don't fucking play because everyone wants to be here everyone wants to be in LA they want to be in Miami they want to be in New York 3 big cities
do you see yourself living in LA for
long term forever
no
I feel like there's a lot of opportunity here
mm-hmm.
Probably living somewhere in Portugal or London.
You go back. You think
absolutely.
You think when
for like
you
9 months,
to a point,
and then when it, oh. yeah, like but back and forth, and then also Florida. So I'll meet up with you.
Yeah,
I'll be down in like Fort Lauderdale.
You gotta come to Florida.
Yeah, yeah, bro. You should live in Boca.
That's where he's from.
Oh, shouts, bro. My guy. Partner. Yeah, Florida, no, Florida, think. Bro. I love it, and all my fam's down there. They're in Florida and Jamaica. So. And you know this, bro.
Jamaica.
When you get older, man, yo, you look at your parents, you're like, shit, man. Like, I've done a lot of traveling. It's like, damn, yo, y'all are getting older. I want to spend time with
yeah,
you. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
I mean, it's weird. Like, I'm like a couple years deep into, like, really not seeing. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I kind of, like after two, like I graduated college, but I went to college kind of near home.
Yeah.
So like I saw them and shit. Yeah. And then I graduated. And then right when I graduated, I moved to Miami.
Jeez.
In 2020.
Yeah.
And like got on the show and then never moved never back to Pittsburgh back. Or anything. I just lived in Miami for the rest there of the time. Go. And it's weird. I only see them like once or twice a year. Yeah. Like, and that's weird. Yeah. And I right now, I don't really.
It'll hit you, bro.
Feel sure. it, It'll but hit like you I do, I start to see it. It's kind of crazy. My dad's birthday was like yesterday, and yeah. I was like, "Damn."
It'll hit you eventually, but right now, bro, enjoy it, man. I mean, you're in Miami.
So you moved around a lot. You get homesick.
Bro, I moved, I moved around.
You get, so you don't homesick probably isn't a thing.
I mean, now, I mean, my parents moved from Jamaica to from New Jersey back to Jamaica, so I live in Jamaica now. Mm-hmm. So no, I don't get homesick, but. Yeah. I do miss him, bro, because, bro, when I was living in Bulgaria, I was living in Greece, bro, like, and people, you see people with their family and shit, bro.
Really, you're thinking, you're like,
yeah, man, because, bro, family. Because
what really matters? That's
all you got, bro. All this, as much as I love Netflix and,
you know. You want kids? You don't have any kids, right?
No.
You want kids?
No. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I want kids.
Absolutely. Right now, I practice. I'll just practice having kids, but I don't want to full-blown that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Practice a little baby making.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Get your reps in.
For sure. Get your reps in,
Doug. Anything else? So the acting, you're getting into more. Anything getting else more coming up? Anything anything else? Any getting big, more into it? Give us any sneak peeks?
Any sneak peeks? Yo.
That's good. After this, too, I want to talk to you more about that. I would love to
like
get in like Amazon Prime movie, like even a small role just to like,
fam, I would love to practice. I got you, and, like, I got you plugged.
Did you do acting classes and shit?
Or yes. So I.
You think those helped a lot?
Yes. So the acting, I'll be honest, y'all. So the acting classes are good to get a basis of knowing yourself and what questions to ask yourself of that character. Like, what am I getting from this character? What is this character look like to other people, like what are the relationships, which is good. But when you do a movie, all that shit goes the fuck out the window. I played a guy named Vincent who was from the South, and when I tell you, I had a Southern accent like 3 or 4 weeks even before. Like, I just kept like watching Southern things, and you know what I mean, like I was fully into it, and it's the best feeling, bro. And the whole time on set, no one called. I said, "Don't call me. I'm not Calvin. They call me Vincent."
Yeah.
And you just you almost locked in, bro.
That's crazy. When I locked in, you know, when actors, like the big actors, that literally change their personalities,
bro.
Like,
lock in, bro. But yeah, man, bro, 100% get into
it. The dude who played Elvis, he never turned back. What's his
name? I'm dead.
Austin Butler. Dude, watch interviews now. He's like, "Yeah, well,
don't lie."
It's like, what the fuck, bro? He never went back from Elvis.
Did he though, guys? Because you know how TV is. Yeah. Joey knows. He's like, right, like the gig is up, bro.
He's like fixing it.
We're not ready.
The movie came out like a year and a half ago, but 2 years ago. Like, yeah, bro. He's dead. Like milking it.
PR shit, bro.
No, all right, give us all your ads. Give us your ad on Instagram.
Yeah. So, guys, my ad, you can find me, King Crooks. That's two I's, K-I-I-N-G, C-R-O-O-K-S. Same on TikTok. I need more active on TikTok, but it's on there. And,
me too. Amen. Yeah, to that.
That's it, man. And I don't know. Is TikTok getting banned? That's why I'm like, do I even post shit anymore? Mm-hmm. Like, what the fuck's going on?
We were talking about this last night, and I would actually be hype if TikTok got banned. Because my bread and butter is my Instagram anyway, and that just makes it more valuable if we don't have TikTok in the equation.
Also, y'all, follow me on Snapchat, please, and thank you. And this isn't a Brooke thing. That's where I get a good chunk of my money.
Yeah.
King Crooks on Snapchat, we'll talk about it.
No, yeah.
Snapchat, you can make big money on Snapchat.
I make some. I need to make more, though. I need my retention. You know that?
Yeah, the time.
What's yours? Are you up to like a minute?
Yeah, I'm like a minute and a half. Sometimes,
mine's embarrassing.
No, you'll get it. Just keep posting.
Seconds or something. Just keep posting. I need to do longer captions.
We'll talk about that. But guys, Snapchat, make sure you're on that as well. But yeah, man, I appreciate you know talking our shit.
Yo, thank you for coming, Calvin.
Talking our shit.
Long overdue.
Long overdue. Always wanted to do.
We'll run another one too.
Yeah, let's run another one, y'all, because. Bro,
maybe
like
we'll throw Brooke on here. Maybe we'll have you and Brooke back. I told Brooke, she was like, her with their stipulation. She's like, I have to get it cleared by Snapchat, we have to mention Snapchat. I'm like, that's all I'm going to talk to you about. There you go. Snapchat.
For sure. But
Calvin, thank you, brother. Thank you for opening up. Anytime. I'm glad I got the full story.
Anytime, my guy. Come on.
I hope we work together some more.
Oh, so. Lord, we will, bro. I got you.
Boom.
You're listening to Joey Joy Radio.